I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1940. That was the day that Screen Actors Guild union member Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American to win an Oscar. She won Best Supporting Actress for the role of Mammy in the classic movie Gone with the Wind. During the course of her career, Hattie McDaniel portrayed either an enslaved person, a maid, or a cook nearly 100 times. For black actors and actresses in Hollywood, opportunities for work were often limited to playing these kind of characters. In real life, the actress was only one generation away from slavery. Both of her parents had been enslaved. Her father enlisted to fight in the Civil War after the Emancipation Proclamation. During her career, McDaniel frequently came under criticism from groups such as the NAACP for the type of characters she played on screen. She reportedly responded by declaring, "I would rather make $700 a week playing a maid than being one." Black actresses and actors faced discrimination that went beyond the roles they were offered. McDaniel and other black cast members were not allowed to attend the premiere of Gone with the Wind in Atlanta. The Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, which hosted the 1940 Oscar ceremony, did not allow black patrons. McDaniel had to receive special permission to attend the event. She was not permitted, however, to sit with the rest of the cast, and instead had to sit at a small table against the wall. In 87 years, only 14 black actors and actresses have received an award from the Academy. In 2016, not one person of color was nominated for an acting category. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.